Environmental groups are renewing pressure on Governor Andrew Cuomo to make good on his commitment to reduce carbon pollution in the state. As the Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan reports, earlier this week, the Research and Policy Center of Environment New York released its list of America's dirtiest power plants, including the five worst in New York State.
Calling it the elephant in the room, researchers behind the report claim power plants are the largest source of global warming pollution. By their estimation, they account for 41% of the nation's carbon dioxide pollution. Eric Wallen of Environment New York says CO2 is what's driving global warming.
You know, I think a lot of the focus has been on ways to reduce your own carbon footprint and ways to cut your own carbon pollution. But the bottom line is, if we really want to solve global warming pollution, we need action to cut global warming pollution from the biggest sources, power plants.
The report is based on data from 2011, and two upstate power stations figure on the list. Kintaw Generating Station in Somerset was top, emitting almost 3.8 million mass tons of carbon dioxide. The Dunkirk plant in Lake Erie also made the state's top five list, although half of the plant was mothballed in late 2012 and is now being considered for conversion to natural gas. The emissions from the five facilities made up over 20% of the statewide total. Governor Cuomo is proposing reducing the regional CO2 emissions cap from 165 million tons of CO2 down to 91 million tons. It would then decline an additional 2.5% annually through 2020. The environmentalist push for a lowered carbon cap comes in line with the Obama administration's own proposal to limit carbon pollution from new and existing power plants. This will be officially unveiled on September 20th by the EPA. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.